Hello and welcome to my kitchen, where I've been doing some research this morning. Number one, it seems to me, as far as I've been able to find out, that the UK government is doing nothing significant in relation to reducing the cost of fuel or reducing the cost of all forms of diesel to compensate or support the businesses that are dependent on these. That really means farmers and truck drivers and bus drivers, private bus drivers, I imagine. Ireland and there seems to be general societal peace, no road blockages, no huge queues outside petrol stations. So, according to what I've been able to find out via the internet and via the BBC news app, all's well in the UK. On the other hand, all is not well in Ireland. Big meeting happening this afternoon between the government and the two or three representative organisations. It seems to be likely that representatives of those people blocking the roads will also be in attendance at the meeting, probably as if they were members of the Irish Farmers Association or the Irish Road Hauliers Association. Right, having got all that out of the way, I found myself in a conversation this morning about how much it would cost the government to peg or reduce the price of fuel down to approximately, for sake of argument, €1.90 for diesel and €1.60 for petrol. Diesel is currently priced at €1.10 and petrol is currently priced at €1.95. But nobody can get to it because of the blockages. One person said to me today that the government can't do that, can't reduce the prices, because it would cost €1 billion. I think the person said €1 billion a week or €1 billion a month, but certainly didn't say €1 billion a year. And I went to two sources, two artificial sources, DeepSeek and ChatGPT. Here is what I found out, according to artificial intelligence. DeepSeek estimated that it would cost between $80 million and $120 million for a three-month period. ChatGPT said it would cost $300 million for petrol. It said green diesel, which I think is the kind of diesel that farmers and truck drivers use, $275 million, in other words, $575 million per year. Both of them went into details on how they did their calculation. In case you're wondering about it, there's a difference in price between diesel and green diesel. ChatGPT is estimating what the cost of that would be to the annual exchequer. And the answer it comes up with is roughly $39 million per year. Oh, correction. If it includes excise duty, I think in addition to that, anyway, the cost would be between $80 and $90 million a year. ChatGPT is now offering me information on a 25% reduction across the board. It says that overall, once you include transport, farming and home heating, you're talking nearly 2 billion a year. 2 billion a year. Well, you can divide that by 52 and you'll come up with how much revenue the government will lose and consequently how much less investment there is available for building roads, building hospitals, building schools, social welfare, etc., etc., etc. Ireland has a massive stash of money in some kind of escrow account, which is collected from companies like Google and Apple and maybe foreign direct investment. So there's no question but that the money is there, but the consequences of releasing money from that fund, which is often called in Ireland the rainy day fund, is beyond me to calculate. So here's the news update. There's a big meeting this afternoon, and goodness knows what will be the outcome of it. It stretches from those who think that there will be no outcome today to those who think there will definitely be some initiative taken by the government that might indeed even be announced this evening, which hopefully, once it's announced, will lead to those blocking an oil refinery and oil depots, hopefully will result in them going home satisfied that they have achieved sufficient result to justify their action. Back to the studio.